Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news. On this episode, we have a famine watch update, possibly 10 weeks of wheat supplies left for the world. You can't have bread and circuses without bread. We also have a 2,000 mules mentioned nonprofit, I say that word loosely, raided by law enforcement. Rats are singing. And election fraud tricks continue. Hillary Clinton personally approved of the dissemination of the Trump-Russia Alpha Bank Russiagate accusations to the media, according to the Durham trial, and all roads lead to McCabe and the Lovebirds, according to Kash Patel. Of course, we won't get justice. The judge and the jury pool are completely tainted, but all of this and much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot Christian sponsors. Let's dive in.
Got sleep issues? Let me guess. All natural sleep aids don't work for you. Well, they only have one or two ingredients to help you sleep. What good is that? Try the brand new Sleepy Joe Sleep Aid. With 18 powerful sleep-inducing ingredients, Sleepy Joe is guaranteed to put you out like Sleepy Joe in his mama's basement. The label says take two, I take one. 30 minutes before I plan to sleep, and dag nabbit, I'm out like a light for about 8 hours. Grab yourself a bottle at redpillliving.com/sleep. It sells out fast, so take action now. That's redpillliving.com/sleep. Lights out.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
Analyst Sarah Menker just warned the UN Security Council that the world has about 10 weeks of wheat supplies left. Now, this is a climate change analyst, so I don't expect them to get the numbers exactly right, but it could be pretty close. We can't really afford to not take it serious, especially with the entirety of the world's deep state trying to tank the food supply and make us all starve into submission. Or worse. How else do you think they plan on getting the world population down to 500 million from 8 billion? It won't be just from the vaccines. So many people who have now been vaccinated will have weakened and suppressed immune systems with just a hint of starvation or hunger, and then the real pandemics start. With a world full of sickened, poisoned, and starving people, what will happen? A top Putin aide says that he predicts global famine by the end of this year. In Arizona, law enforcement have raided a nonprofit mentioned in the 2000 Mules documentary, and they sang like Tweety Birds. I expect either people will get Arkansided soon and go missing or die of suicide, supposedly, or that these rats are going to turn on each other. You can't discount the risk that they're more afraid of Clinton than they are of us, but you also can't overestimate their intelligence either. I mean, how many of these idiot mules even know what an Arkanside is? Of course, it should come as no surprise that the shenanigans in Pennsylvania and other state elections continue unabated. Switching over to the Durham trial of Sussman, Hillary Clinton apparently personally approved of the dissemination of the bogus Trump-Russia Alpha Bank accusations to media, according to the court documents. Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign manager, Robbie Mook, actually testified on Friday that Hillary personally approved the dissemination of the bogus Trump-Russia Alpha Bank, you know, back channel to Putin story. Quote, I discussed it with Hillary as well, end quote. One question on many people's mind, yet conspicuously absent from fake news reporting, is how did Mueller spend so many millions of dollars, have so much help, have 3 years to go after President Trump, and not figure out that Hillary created the Russia hoax? It had to be willful ignorance. Kash Patel says that all roads lead to Andy McCabe and the Lovebirds, Pete Stroke and Lisa Page. Of course, if you were expecting justice, well, remember just who we're dealing with here. The swamp, and it takes care of its own. The judge and the jury are completely tainted. I don't expect we'll get anywhere with this trial, even if Durham has all the evidence in the world. I don't believe that there is a political solution anymore.
And then you fast forward, it's Peter Strzok, one of the lovebirds, who, by the way, the judge in the Sussman case, his wife is the lawyer for one of the lovebirds.
Wait a second. Are you saying the wife of the judge presiding, his wife is representing either Peter Strzok or Lisa Page, the lovebirds?
One, as I understand it, one of it's Lisa Page, right? And then, and don't forget, there's also a juror. One of the jurors' kids was out, I think, on a row team or just rowing with one of Sussman's kids. So it's quite amazing the stuff that's going on here.
And you know, these kind of stories, I mean, just it keeps you up at night when this is all you do. You sit here and you think and you research and you look at what's happening and how much evil is going on in the world, and you just wish that you could do more. And that is why I thank God every day for Sleepy Joe. Not the fake president, but the sleep aid from redpillliving.com. Yes, it's a sponsor, but I don't think I'd sleep much without that stuff, to be honest. I just see too much. Too much that wrenches my heart, especially when I see children suffering. Especially when I see them suffering alone, with no one there to protect them, with no one there to love them. Anyway, back to my point, I'm digressing. Senator Tom Cotton, usually one of the best senators we have, is now towing the uniparty deep state narrative line, saying that we need to send $40 billion to Ukraine, or China will attack Taiwan. Let's be clear here. China is probably going to attack Taiwan anyway. They're closely watching what's going on in Ukraine, and they know that Joe Biden's not going to protect Taiwan from them. And no amount of money is going to change that. So I wonder if Tom is now getting paid off. What made him decide to abandon his principles and truth and integrity and push the war? And speaking of abandoning your integrity and pushing the war, which we should not be involved in, the U.S. Senate has rejected a $48 billion aid package for small businesses and restaurants that are being destroyed by the Democrat economy, only a few hours after approving another $40 billion for Ukraine. Globalist puppet rhinos like Ted Cruz, who flashes Freemasonic symbolism because he's one of the secret societies, and people like Senator Tom Cotton that I just mentioned. The Uniparty is alive and well with over 30 rhinos who voted against the people, yet for the bailouts of a foreign corrupt tyrant, murdering civilians and supporting Nazis and arresting his political opposition in Ukraine. So much for so-called democracy. I hope that you have found this video to be of value. If you did, help us to share it so that we can continue our mission to fight the fake news. We'll see you on the next one. Nemos out.